A new research hub will be bringing much-needed change to the farming industry. It will be run in collaboration with 5 universities, 5 industry partner organisations, and the CSIRO. On the 2nd of August, Minister for Education and Training Simon Birmingham stated in a media release that in recent years we've seen firsthand the crippling impact disease can have on local farming industries. This is a real opportunity for technology companies and industry to work together and investigate how new machines and robotics can better support our farmers to fight the disease that threatens their livelihoods. Joining us now is Professor Yongsheng Gao from Griffith University, who will be leading this research hub. Good morning, Professor Gao.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking time this morning. Can you tell us about this project and what specific research will be conducted?
Yeah, this is a project to increase the use of AI in the farm area to increase the farming efficiency, reduce the production cost and disease risks. The idea is to use AI, artificial intelligence. It has been successful in the medical imaging analysis and manned vehicles. Now, the technology, we are hoping to increase the production in the farming area.
And this research uses artificial intelligence technologies. Can you give us some example on how AI will be used?
Let's take a look of the lobster, for example. At the moment, the lobster's larvae counting is all manual, and to count the number up to 4,000, for example. And this is a very difficult job, and the farmers just leave it as a guess, a rough guess, and which is causing big problem. And we use artificial intelligence to continuously monitor the raceways to have a much more accurate counting of lobster animals. This will directly solve the problem to calculate the amount of feed, calculate the amount of animals getting into the molting stage, and more accurate analysis of animals for the harvesting.
What would it look like for an Australian farmer if I was to walk into an Australian farm? What would the technology look like?
Australian farmers own over 135,000 farms, covering over 60% of Australia's land mass. However, the working hours for farmers is much higher than in other occupations. Typical example that is the farmers works 49 hours or more awake, compared to the other occupation. However, the income, average disposable income of farmers is only 60% of other occupations. So there is an immediate need to increase the production productivity and efficiency in the farm area. And artificial intelligence is showed promising area.
This research runs for 5 years, ending in 2022. What results are you hoping for, and what problems do you hope to have solved by then?
We're hoping we will have deliverables like production systems. And one of the examples we are already start working with the industry partners is the automatic detection of fruits condition, and overripe fruits, underripe fruit, and the damaged fruit, and automatically eject those fruits out of the right conveyor. This will increase the consistency of the product quality and reduce the cost of the production. And this doesn't mean that it's causing a job loss. Actually, that's these kind of workers will be retrained into the machine operator to reduce the, to make them in a safer working environment and get a higher pay.
This sounds very promising. One of the examples you used was the overripe fruit. Personally, I've noticed throughout the year that there has been a lot of overripe fruit. So artificial intelligence would stop this getting to the supermarket, or is there an effect in that way?
Yeah, exactly. That's the fruits, take strawberries as an example. Once the strawberries are picked and ripe, it never ripe after picked. And if it is picked overripe, it will causing disease problem during the transportation. And another problem is the bruising. The pickers will grab the fruit and pick it. If it's not picked the right, then it's causing bruising. And this bruising is fresh bruising, not visible to human eyes when they are picked. However, after a few hours, when it's transported to the supermarket, it will be visible, and which is low-quality fruit. And artificial intelligence and the machine vision can use spectrum analysis to analyze this kind of fresh bruising before it's visible to human eyes. So we can detect those bruised strawberries and remove it at the early stage before it's transported to the supermarket, and then it won't appear in the panels presented to the consumers.
Beautiful. It'll be interesting to see how this research impacts our farmers and agricultural business. Thank you, Professor Gao, for taking your time and joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.